In Northwest news from KPLU, police use of so-called blast balls to control crowds has come under fire. In recent months, protesters in Seattle say they were injured by them. But Seattle police say using them makes things safer for protesters. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whissel has the story.
Similar to flashbang grenades, blast balls generate a loud noise and bright light when thrown. The Seattle Police Department says when a march or protest turns violent, dispersing them helps separate police from the crowd, limiting the chance of direct use of force on individuals. Chief Operating Officer Brian Maxey says since the department has been using them,
we've had many fewer hands-on incidents. We've had almost no baton use in the last 2 years.
And he says blast balls are less likely to hit innocent bystanders than, say, large amounts of pepper spray or CS gas. Still, Seattle Lieutenant Mark Garth Green acknowledges they can cause harm and says that's why police are taught to use them judiciously.
During this last May Day, 3 times we had officers ready to deploy a blast ball. The situation changed where they felt it was no longer warranted, and they took them around the corner and threw them in an alley.
Still, some Seattle council members remain skeptical, saying they want more detailed policies in place for their use. And a civilian police advisory commission has called for a moratorium on the use of blast balls. Paula Whissel, KPLU News.